Welcome to Straight Talk on Health. I'm your host, Dr. Chet Solasko. Straight Talk on Health is a joint production together with WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I examine the practical application of health information, nutrition, exercise, diet, supplementation. I look at the science behind them and let you know whether it's something to consider or not. You can check out other things that I do on my website, drchet.com, and please sign up for my free emails. As this is National Heart Month as I record it, I felt it was time to review BFAST. What's that? It's the acronym used to determine whether you or someone you're with may be having a stroke. To make it more real, I'll share what happened to me when I thought I might be having a stroke. I'm more sensitive to it as my dad died when I was 17 from a heart attack and my maternal grandparents both had strokes. Here's my story. The day began normally. I work for a few hours. Paula gets up and we eat breakfast together while watching something that we recorded on the DVR. On this particular day, they were showing promos in the lower left-hand corner of the screen for what was coming up next. No matter what I did, I could not focus my eye to read what it said. It was always blurry. The show finished and I went back to work. I wanted to check on a local news story online. When I found the story, it was all blurry. Instead of letters, it looked like zeros and ones or something like that. This caught my attention. I decided to check out a few things. Went to the mirror, looked in the mirror, no changes. Smiled, no drooping. Held my arms out to the side, steady as a rock. Now, those are part of the self-test for a stroke. More later. But I decided to go back to work. I was recording an audio that morning. I was reading from a script. It was all going along just fine, until I got to the last sentence. No matter how many times I repeated it, it made absolutely no sense. I've been the health expert that for 30 years has said, when in doubt, check it out. So I told Paula what was going on and said I thought we should go to the emergency room. Didn't feel dizzy, didn't feel faint, wasn't confused, but still that vision thing bothered me. I'll let you know what happened later. But let's get to stroke. What is a stroke? A functional definition of a stroke is a lack of blood flow to the brain. Now, it can be temporary, like a transient ischemic attack, or TIA for short, and that's an obstruction of blood flow to the brain that resolves itself without any damage. My father-in-law had several TIAs that were checked out completely. On the other hand, both of my maternal grandparents had what might be called small strokes. In each case, the stroke impacted them the same way. The eye on one side of their face drooped, and their speech was slurred. Now, that was over 50 years ago, and they did not have the treatments they had today. My grandfather ended up dying of a stroke at 73 years, while my grandmother lived to 80 and died of congestive heart failure. With the medications that are available today, they both might have lived longer without those recurring strokes. If you don't think that we have better treatments today than we did then, you just haven't lived long enough to see the manifestations of stroke before treatments existed. There are basically two types of strokes. An obstructive or ischemic stroke is the lack of blood flow to the brain caused by a blood clot or other form of blockage. A hemorrhagic stroke is one that's caused by the breaking of blood vessels. Whether the symptoms of a stroke are minor and temporary or severe, with the possibility of being permanent, relies on how much of the brain is impacted by the lack of blood flow. It is important, make that critical, that we do everything that we can do to reduce the impact of a stroke. The way we do that is to recognize when strokes are occurring and getting medical attention as quickly as possible. That's where BFAST comes in. The signs and symptoms of a stroke were updated a couple of years ago. The Society of Neurointerventional Physicians added a couple of signs and symptoms to the four that were promoted by the American Heart Association. So let's begin there. The original acronym was FAST. F stands for face drooping. Does one side seem lower than the other? You can also have the person smile, a really, really big smile, to see if they are smiling equally on both sides of their face, or does one side just not make it all the way? A stands for arm weakness. Typically, you would have someone stand with their arms raised to 90 degrees away from their body and parallel to the ground. You can visually check to see if one arm does not quite make it parallel to the ground. The S stands for speech difficulty. You can think of a phrase and have someone repeat it as best they can. That's what sort of freaked me out a little bit when I tried to read the script and the sentence made no sense. I was going to tell you this later, but I might as well tell you right now. No one could have made sense out of that sentence. It was so poorly written that no matter how I or anyone tried to say it, it still made no sense. I wrote that well before the blurred vision showed up. What it meant was I should have edited my script a little closer. The T in FAST stands for time to call 911. Do you call if you just have one sign or symptom? Yes. Do you still call if the symptoms seem to resolve themselves? Yes. So why did I have Paula take me to the emergency room? Well, we had the time. The situation had resolved itself, and mostly I didn't feel it was necessary to use healthcare resources under the conditions I was in. There may have been other people who were actually having strokes that might not have gotten care quite as quickly. So, what did the brain surgeons add to the mix? Well, they added the acronym BE, which then makes the entire acronym BFAST. What do the new letters stand for? Ironically, the B stands for loss of balance. E stands for eyesight. Loss of eyesight, pay attention, or blurry eyesight. That's exactly what originally happened to me. I think adding balance and eyesight are a good idea for the lay public. A physician or other healthcare professional may be completely unaware that they are looking for balance and eyesight symptoms, but it may not be as obvious to you and I. So here's a review of the acronym BFAST one more time. B, balance, is the person suddenly having trouble with balance or coordination. E, eyes, is the person experiencing suddenly blurred or double vision or a sudden loss of vision in one or both eyes without pain. F, face drooping, does one side of the face droop or is it numb? Ask the person to smile. A, arm weakness. Is one arm weak or numb? Ask the person to raise both arms. Does one arm drift downward? S, speech difficulty. Is speech slurred? Are they unable to speak? Or are they hard to understand? Ask the person to repeat a simple sentence like, the sky is blue. Is the sentence repeated correctly? And T, time to call 911. If the person shows any of these symptoms, even if the symptoms go away, call 911 and get them to the hospital immediately. Finishing up the story about my little trip to the emergency room, they tested everything they could think of. They did a CAT scan. Didn't find any cats. There were no signs that there was any damage in my brain. They did echocardiograms of the carotid arteries as well as my heart. Didn't find any blockages. They did do a great deal of blood work. Nothing outstanding there either. Fortunately, with the health insurance that I had, I could be put under observation without being formally admitted to the hospital. So they continued to monitor me and evaluate me with every kind of physical, mental, vision, and other tests with no evidence that I had a stroke. But if I ever suspect it in myself or others, you know I'm going to be fast to assess it. And that's all the time I have for this episode. If you like the podcast, hit the share button and tell your friends and colleagues about it. Until next time, this is Dr. Chet Solasko saying, health is a choice, people. Choose wisely today and every day.